it's I think that the first Washington Israel, the first Washington Israel assumes that in all the Dalit Dvorim, in all the Hedron, so the Mechayev of the Mezik Tzari Pushevis of the Ishes is the only director. Nader! So Mimele, it's not that the Eved becomes Mechuyev, the Chibel becomes Mechuyev to the Eved, and then the Odin is Eichel from the Eved. But that he becomes Mechuyev directly to the Odin. The Odin is the Mechayev. But, so then you ask, if the Odin is the Mechayev, why is it that when a third party injures the Eved, so he has to pay the Ripu to the Eved? The answer is, even though Ripu, the Mechayev of the Ripu is also God, not the Eved, but the Chiyuv of Ripu is a Chiyuv of Momen for a certain purpose. Even if we say that it's basically a Chiyuv of Momen, but it's not a Chiyuv of Momen, just like that. It's a Chiyuv of Momen for Ripu. So Mele, since it's a Chiyuv of Momen for Ripu, so it's not Chayach that the Eved should use it up. Because then there is only a Chiyuv of Momen for Ripu, to be used for Ripu. So Mele, it has to be given to the Eved in order to be used for Ripu. If it will be given to the Od, so it will not be used for Ripu. So, and the Chiyuv, even though the Odin is the Mechayev, even of Ripu the Odin is the Mechayev, and the Chiyuv becomes Mechuyev to the Odin, but insofar as Ripu is concerned, he becomes Mechuyev to give a certain sum of money to the Odin. The Odin is the Mechayev to be used in healing the Eved. So the Mele, he has to give it to the Eved. But since the Odin is the Mechayev, it's not Shayach to say that when the Odin is himself the Chiyuv, that he should be Mechayev himself. If the Odin is Mechayev, that he should be Mechayev himself to himself. So that's why Jesus in the first parrot says that Mashiach in the second Russian taste is, he agrees apparently with the Mogen Avraham Sakoes that the Mechayev of the Dalit Dvorim is David himself. And the reason is why the Dalit Dvorim go to the Odin, because of the Aloche Mashikono Eved, Kono Rabbe. So the Mele, since the Mechayev is David, so even if the Odin himself is Chayev and David, he also becomes Mechuyev, Ripu, Moment of Ripu today. All right, we'll leave it here. Hani Omar Abuezea, Omanu Meya, Val Yishchusu Le'evet Yeritikas, Yidi Rabu Lecheus. So the Chachomim said to Rab Meya, how can you say that by Shtar Shichu, so the Odin can be Chizir, but it's a schut, so Meile you should apply the Aloch El Zoch Lomus with the Bonot. Om Alomus, Rab Meya said, Chivu lo, Shinoi Olet Keyen, Peislim Na Truma. Om Alnulei, so at first, we discuss the case of an Eved Kehen. So Rav Meir said that by Eved Kehen l'chol apoches, you have to admit, Rav Meir said to the Chachomim, that there is an element of chevo because it deprives him of the opportunity of eating trumo. Omarulei, so the Chachomim said to Rav Meir, v'alimayim yirtze sholivizeinim sholivifarnisei, Rashoi, Omalonu, Umay, Levit King Sheborach, Vicious King Shemodal Bail, Halleich Limitrumo, Vizene Yechei, Avalisha Hebulosh, Post Natrum, Mavsim Nam Zenez, my comrade, my comrade, Horekoman, he shaft to Nam Zenez. So they said to him that he is not, that Shecho does not involve any element of detriment. Because true, he will not get any support from the master at once he's mishucher, but even if the Odin is not mishacher the Eved, he still could decide not to support them. So Ramiya said that's in regard to Mizenis. But in connection with an LHKN, so there is an element of detriment that is constituted by the deprivation of Truma. So there is certainly an element of detriment involved in the fact that the Eved through the Shichur becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating Truma. And if you are going to say that this element of detriment is not to be considered in view of the fact that he could deprive him, even if we are not mizake him, so the Odin could deprive him of this opportunity of eating Truma anyway by throwing him a get. So, as we explained it last time, inasmuch as on the whole, so the schus feature is the predominant feature in Shichu. But in order to apply the halacha of Zochrot Yishlei Bifonov, so there shouldn't be any element of detriment and element of chevo. But if the same element of detriment, which is the relatively unimportant feature of Shichu, because the predominant feature of Shichu is that of Schus. So, but there couldn't be a locha of Zochin if there is any Chayv. But if that element of Chayv, which is not the predominant feature of the Shichu, could be imposed upon the Eved anyway, so then it's not to be considered. And here you are going to say, Rabbiya says Chachomim, this element of detriment could be imposed upon the Eved anyway, even if you're not Mizaki for the Eved, because the Odin could throw him again. Because the Eved has the ability to make himself unavailable, so not inaccessible. So Mimele, the Odin couldn't impose this detriment upon him. So the mele, this element of detriment is to be considered. So mele, we cannot apply the law of Zachon Shofonov. Umayi levet kein shebar is kein shebar abaylo. Halichu mitrumov izeh ineichel. So there is still an element of detriment that could not be imposed by the master upon the Eved. Shabbat Amalu, Amarove, Haile Tikoma Hatrale, Bimastis Mipnei Shukiyoni, the boy is Shokila, boy is Susan Israel, Uposale, Kol Heichadis. So, in other words, so this is what the Chachomim say. In other words, that the Meir mentioned a very strong taina that he couldn't apply, on account of which we shouldn't apply the Aloha of Zochron Mashon Bifono. Because there is an element of detriment. If the element of detriment could be imposed upon him anyway, so mainly it's not considered as it's atri. So this is what the Chachomim said. Even though he could not impose upon him this chayv, upon the Eved this chayv, by throwing Mishashichu, because insofar as giving Mishashichu is concerned, so it's beyond the of the Eved to make himself inaccessible and unavailable. But he could deprive him of the opportunity of eating Truma by selling him, and he could not avoid that. The Eved has no way of preventing the Odin from selling him to another master. And then he wouldn't be able to eat Truma anyway. So Mimele, this Satchevo is not its Satchevo. When is it considered a Satchevo? Only when it could not be imposed upon the Eved anyway. But this Chevo could be imposed upon the Eved anyway by selling the Eved to another order, to a northern Israel. Northern Israel. Now, so the question is, what's the pshat? So why does Rav Meir say that it is a chayim? So too, Rav Meir himself holds that apart from the element of detriment that is involved in the deprivation of truma, it's a chayim even in case of an Eved Yisroel, as the Gemara proceeds to point out. So this is Rami himself, but it's mashma from the loshi of the discussion that took place between Rami and the Chachomim, that in regard to Eved Kehen, so Reb Meir considers it as a chayiv apart from the consideration of Avdei Bet Kehen and Nichalei. It's only in regard to Eved Yisroel that Reb Meir has to resort to the consideration of Avdei Bet Kehen and Nichalei. But in regard to an Eved Yisroel, so then. In regard to Eved Kehen, we don't have to resort to Avdei Bet Kehen and Nichalei. As a matter of fact, Teisa says that Rav Meir will be made that by Eved Kotten we do not say Avdei Bet Kehen and Nichalei. We only say Avdei Bet Kehen and Nichalei in regard to a God who already is steeped in a frivolous and vain life. But in regard to an Eved Kotten who was not as yet steeped in a life of efkeres, of frivolity and vulgarity, so then Reb Meir will be made that it's Yisrus. But Teisa says Daf made Reb Meir be Eved Kotten Yisroel, but an Eved Kotten of Ikeen, so then Reb Meir would say that we cannot apply the halacha of Zochin. Why? Because in regard to Eved Kehen, we don't have to resort to Avdei Bet Kehen and Nichalei. And then it is a chayvo on account of the element of detriment represented by the deprivation of Truma. But the Chachamim say this detriment could be imposed upon the Eved anyway. So Mele, it's not to be considered as a chayv. So apparently, from the Pashtus of the Gemara, it's mashma that at that point itself there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachomim. Now, there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachomim in regard to a Eved Kotten belonging to a Kehen. Let's consider an Eved Kotten, because if he is an Eved Godel, so then according to Reb Meir, we don't have to resort to the detriment represented by the privation of Tum, because after Avkira Nichalei. But let's consider the case of an Eved Kotten belonging to a Kehen. So then after Avkira Nichalei is not child. Still Reb Meir says that is a chayv. Why is it a chayv? Because of the single element of detriment represented by the deprivation of from Tumo. But the Chachomim say that this is not to be considered as an element of detriment in view of the fact that it could be imposed upon the Eved anyway. So why does Reb Meir say that it is to be considered a chayvo? So it seems that on this point there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. In other words, where on the whole is ischus? Where the schus feature is the predominant feature. But there is an element of chayvo, and the element of chayvo itself could be imposed upon this person, David, in our case. Anyway, so according to Chachomim, it's not to be considered a chayv. And according to Reb Meir, even though this single element of detriment represented by the deprivation from Truma could be imposed upon David anyway, it's still considered it's a chayvo. Memele, we cannot apply the aloche of Zochen L'Odom Shalei B'Fono. That's how it's mashed. But it seems that the Rashba had a different pshat in this Gemara. Now the Rashba Shita, I mentioned it several times, and I mentioned it in connection with Tesfes Kashe, Dafyut, Omdalev, Bishliches Bal Koch, or Pirish Bikuntres, Vorekotano, Bozu Shom, Bitinoshim Shifra Bodhi, Sheshliya Zena, Sheshliya Hetzli Bal Koch, Vimarabrota Bal, Chizer, Mashim Kibidush, that under the Chizer, Lavi Dano. Die Meire beschlüsselt Balkocher, Rabbon Name made the Chesa Bevet, wie in Sochen in Balkocher. So that's this discussion. So we said, apparently Rashi Shita is like Rashi on the Dush, that by Schuz Gomo, we apply the Aroche of Sochen on the Shon Lefono of him Balkocher. Even if the Oden, when he finds out, even when the Eved, when he finds out that the Oden was Mizake, the Shtashicho, to the Eved, so he says, Eine Reitze. So by Matone, so it's a Gemara Mefareshes, that even though we can say Zochlon should be Fonov, but if the Mekabel Matone, when he finds out about Matone, says, I don't want it, so then it's Botel Mevutel Mafreya. But by Shicho, that is his Chuzgomo, the Shit of the Rashba is, that even if the Eved, upon finding out of this Chuz, so he says, I don't want, so it's still effective. It's still effective. There's the Rashba sheet. Now, but let's see the Rashba in Gdush. Now there is a Mishneh that from base on the base in Dushi. If it's not in the case of Mishtal Chazoke, we can assess the case of all the Achiri. Or we start all the Atzmi. Diver Reb Meir, Chachon Meimer in the case of all the Atzmi. Or we start all the Achiri. Or we will watch the case of Mishal Achiri. Then the Gemara points out the Chomish Machlik is Bidoko. Reb Meir, Reb Shimon Elozo, and the Chachon. Anyway, the Shita of the Chachon is, and Evet Knaini, that an Evet Knaini can be Yitzhi. Can be Yitzel Echeirus in two ways, either Al Bikesev or Al Bishtar, because the Aloha is that Kesev is also Gamer by Evet Naim. In other words, if somebody gives Kesev on behalf of the Evet to the Oden, that, and he says to the Oden, I am giving you, let's say, 100 Zuz. And I want your Eved to be Yitzel Echeirus with that 100 Zuz, and the Oden agrees, so they, and Eved is Yitzel Echeirus. So Kesef is game there. And Eved is Yitzel Echeirus in two ways, either by receiving Ishtar Shechur from the Oden, or by somebody giving Kesef to the Oden on behalf of the Eved. So the Rashba says, Uriyem Psak Aloche, because the Gemara mentions there, a threefold machlekes, the mayor of Shimon Elozar and the Chachon. So he says, Uriyem Psak Aloche, Taimelon ki Chachon, the Bein Bikesed, Bein Bishta, Bein Al Diatzme, Bein Al Diachir, Afimu Baal Koch, Umashma Name, the Kesef Shal Diachirim, Afimu Baal Koch, die Chiyuv, die Aschke von Rav Meir Disliyoche, mischen die Kabbalas Rabbi Gomolei, mischen die Kabbalas Rabbi Gomolei. So he says, will the Aschke von Rabbi Gomolei allein mit, die Lichiyu, ihn und Ami, Rav Meir Svir allein. So in other words, then the Kesef al the Achirim can be even Bal Kochi. Kitigasinali, Rabin Alfes Kosav, the Kesef al the Achirim, after Tisha Nostel Raf Shalom Itaiti Shalevet, the Kaimelon, Schusul Evet Chiyet Lachirish, the Mashmal and the Sphirlei, the Raf, he means Rab Alfes, the Bal Kochelo, El Dafke Shalom Itaiti, Vishinim Revet Kishishoma Reitzani, Avot Zaveyach, Loi, יוצא לחירוס, דחי אמרים הם זוכרים לאודם של לפונוב, הנה מילה בשל נשרצה, כי ששומע, אבל בצווי אחלי, כי דאמרינון בפרק יש נכלי, ובשטר הסכימו דעס רבסין הצופטים, שאין הבעל כורכי, עד שהיא ישמע, ויהי מריצה, ובכי רואי סידעס רמב״ם, דשטר עוד האחרים משל זוכרים לאודם של לפונוב, ולאום הוא זוכרים לאודם של לפונוב, אלו כי ששומע ומריצה, אבל בצווי אחלי. So the Rashba says, now the Aloha, according to all the is like the Chachomim of the Meir. According to the Chachomim, so an Evet can be eaten a Chirus, al di Kesef, and bring al di Atzmei, bring al di Achiri, let's say, al di Atzmei, because of al di Atzmei, how is a Chayach? Because Mashikon Evet kon a Rabbi. So suppose somebody gave a matone to the Evet, and he stipulated al nashi le rabo vishuspo, or al nashi teitzben lecheus. So the Evet has his own money, and so if the Evet gives that money to the Odin, he should be eitz lecheus, so he's eitz lecheus. And al the achiri means, if somebody else gives kesef to the Odin on behalf of the Evet. So it's effective. By Kesef, bein al de'atzmei, bein al de'achir. And shtar is also effective. If the Odin gives the shtar shecho to the Evet directly, or he gives it to somebody else and tells him to be zeche for the Evet, so according to the Rabbonim of Hemeya, it's his chus, so the Evet is Yitzlachemus. Then the Rajbo, so that all the Rishonim pass by that. But then the Rajbo discusses a certain point that is controversial, on which there is a machlekes reshit. So he says, the Rashba says, and that is the shita of the Ramban also, that according to, so he says, that according to the Rabbonim of Rav Meir, so an Evet can be yetzei lechirus, al di kesef, al di achirim, even if the Evet is soveyach and says no, I don't want to be Yetzel Achayus. I don't want to be Yetzel Achayus. So, because Shichu doesn't require Das Evet. So, Mele, if somebody else, a third party, gives Kesef to the Odin, Minora, that the Evet should be Yetzel Achayus, even if the Evet is soveyach, so he can still be yetzei lechirus. But Rav Alfes, it's mashma not like that, because Rav Alfes says, because in all the achirim, afal pishenos neraf shalom nidaitis levet, so it's effective, even though the Evet doesn't know anything about it. Why? The kaimelon schus levet yetzei lechirus. So it's on the basis of schus, if it's on the basis of schus. So the Ramban and the Rashba, they both say, so it appears from Rav Alfes that suppose when David finds out about it, that somebody else gave Kesef to the Odin in order to be Yetzel Achirus, David says, no, I don't want, so then the Shichu is born. So the Ramban is Chilik on Rav Alfes. He says, here, when somebody else gives Kesef, so then we don't have to resort to the halacha of Zochem Odin Shol Bifonov. So the Ramban says as follows, Shtar al di achirim bal kochi shel eved, not, but kesef al di achirim bal kochi shel eved, yes, because shtar al di achirim So whether Sri is mitam shliches or Sri is lav mitam shliches, but it has to be attributed. The Kabbalah by the Achirim has to be misyaches to them. If Sri is mitam shliches, so then the one who is zeicha in the shtas shecho for the event is a shliach. If Sri is lav mitam shliches, so it's not on the basis of shliches, but it. In order that the Eved should be Yitzhak Chayrus, there is a halacha that he has to be mikabel the Shtar Shecho from the Oni. And if somebody else is mikabel on his behalf, so it has to be misyaches. The Kabbalah of the Shtar Shecho has to be misyaches to him. So Mele Baal Kochei, we cannot say Zoch Modu Shol Yufonov. So Mele the Ramban says, in regard to Shtar Shecho al the Achirim, if the Eved, when he finds out, he says, I don't want to be Yitzhak Chayrus, so it's not effective, because there it is based upon the Halacha of Zochin, and Baal Kochi, there is no Halacha of Zochin, whether Sri is Tam Shliches, or even if Sri is Lam Tam Shliches, there is no Zochin, Baal Kochi. Mashi came in regard to be Kesef al the Achim in Baal Kochi Shal Eved, there it's not based upon Zochin. So even if the Eved, when he finds out that a third party gave Kesef to the Oden, in order that the Eved should be Yitzhak Chayrus, the Eved says, I don't want to be Yitzhak Chayrus, so he's still Yitzhak Chayrus. And he's Chilek on the Rif. In other words, but the Rif Shite is that even by Kesef on the Achirim, it is based upon Zoch. So the Mele, Baal Kochei, there is no Zoch. But the Ramban Shite is that the Kesef al the Achirim is not based upon Zochin. So even Baal Kochei of David, so he can be Yitzhak Chayrus, because of the Achirim, even Baal Kochei David, but Shtar al the Achirim, it certainly has to be based upon Zochin. Whether Sri Mitam Shlichas, Sri Lam Tam Shlichas, it has to be based upon Zochin. And Baal Kochei, there is no Zochin. So far, the Rashba mentioned two Shittes, the Rif Shite and the Rabban Shite. V'chimo yisi das Rabbeinu, das Rambam, v'shtar d'achirum, ishim zochim on shol b'fonofu, v'l'amgin on zochim shol b'fonof, elo kishishoma, v'yom aveitzani, avu b'tzobeyachu. Then the Rashba Shite is that in shtar d'achirim is effective, even though the Eved, when he finds out about it, says, I don't want to be Yitzhak Chayrus. Why? Because it's Yischus Gomo. When Yischus Gomo, we say Zochel and Sholim Fonov, even Baal Kochei of the beneficiary. So he mentions Ramban Shite, that Ramban is Chilek and Rif, because according to the Rif, even Kesef al Da'achir and Baal Kochei of David is ineffective. And Ramban Shite is that Kesef al Da'achir and Baal Kochei of David is effective, because we don't have to resort to Zochin. But Shtar al Da'achirim, Baal Kochei Shel Eved is ineffective, and he says, Mikashi, do bishmaitze do amar Reb Lezer, Rabbi Reb Lezer, Omar l'Reb Meir, dif kamedi gitten, mashma l'chere, il rabbonon, afilo Baal Kochei name, do omar l'Reb Meir, mati shivun ala trumo, Shel Eved kein sheborach, eichel bitrumo, vizein eichel, וכי תמרי כוסף לגיטה וזורי כלי, אורי כבישורי כלי, דאו ממש בד יוכלו לפייסל מן התחומו, בעל כוחוך בשטר על דאחרים. דאילוי אף זה שבורח, איכל בתחומו, דאיבו יצובח, ויאמר דליניך לי דליסק לי היי בשטר שחור. So he says, from the Gemara in Gittin, it's mashma, that according to the Rabbanon of Reb Meir, so, בשטר על דאחרים, he can is Yitzhak Chayrus even Baal Kochei of David. Why? Because so how does he mention the Raya? He mentions the Raya because Reb Meir said to the Chachamim, "Hishaktun alam zeines, mati shivun ala trumo, v'chiteim rei bo yezorek legite uposik lei." No, so that's no time. Why? Because shopik lei v'yorik v'yozlam. ומאי לבית קיין שבורח וישסקיין שמוד על ביילו הלאיך למתרומו וזה הנה יחיל so שפ לקום עלו אומר רובה היי מקום ההדו הם מסליסן מפני שהוא קניוני די בויה שוקל הבויה זוזן מישראל ופוסלי כל היחדיס so the pashtes of the Gemara, if not for the Rashba, I would say that the pashtes of the Gemara is that Reb Meir is saying to the Chachomim, and if you are going to say that deprivation from Truma is not a chivur, because he can deprive him of Truma anyway by throwing a get shichur into his chotzer, into his daladames, so Shomit Limoikle, he can make himself inaccessible, he can make himself unavailable to the all. So the Rabbonan said, to him, no, true, he cannot impose upon him this detriment anyway. He cannot impose upon him this detriment anyway. So the Rabbonan say, no, he can impose this detriment anyway, deprivation from Truma, because he can sell him to a Noden Yisrael. Now, but apparently the Rashba was midayik from the Loshon of Reb Meir. If when Reb Meir said, v'chi teimre iboye zorikli gite uposiklei, so shobiklei v'orik v'oz le'alme, that this is only, so Reb Meir, it's mifuresh. In Reb Meir, it's mifuresh that he cannot be mizake bal korche. Of course, according to Reb Meir, he certainly can, because he says it's a chayv. So chomiklei v'orik v'oz le'alme. But it's, so he says that. So, but the Rashba is midayik, since Reb Meir says to the Chachomim, v'chiteime iboy zorik l'yiteu posilei shomiklei v'orik v'oz le'alme. Umalame umayu evet kein sheborach v'shis kein shemod al bailo haleich l'mitchumo. So he says that the reason is why the Chachomim themselves say it is his chus, even though he could, why? Because he deprives him of the opportunity of eating Truma, and deprives him because he could throw him Mishtar Shichur and impose this detriment upon the Eved anyway. And when Reb Meir says Shomit Leivoy was Laalme, this is Reb Meir's longness. But the Chachomim say no. He has no. It's not your day to make himself unavailable and inaccessible. Because even if he is Orich was Laalme, even if he escapes to a different city where the Rodin doesn't even know where he is, his whereabouts, so he still can be Mishacharim. Because he can be mizake, he may get bal kochi of the Eved, even if the Eved is soveach and makes a declaration, I don't want to be Yitzhar Achilles, he still can be zirik and get to him. He can be mizake ishtashif al de'achil. How do we know that Reb Meir, that Rabbon hold that? Because Reb Meir said to Chachomim, v'chi teimre iboy zorik legite uposelei. So Reb Meir says, Shomik Leivoy was Laalme. Why did Reb Meir say to the Chachomim, Iboy Zorik Legite? So obviously Reb Meir knew that this is the reason. This is the reason as why the Chachomim say that Shtar Shichor is not a chayv, even in the case of an Eved Geyer, in spite of the fact that he becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating Truma. Why? Because this element of detriment, the deprivation from Truma, can be imposed upon the Eved anyway, by giving Ishtar Shichor to the Eved, Baal Korche of the Eved. And even if the Eved escapes and makes himself inaccessible, so he can still give him a get Ishtar Shichor, by being Mizaket Ishtar Shichor al de'achirim Baal Korche. This is, otherwise, Reb Meir wouldn't say, V'chiteime iboye zorek legite uposlei, Shomik leivorek oz laome. If that hadn't been the longness of the Rabbonon, why should Reb Meir mention it to them? So then the question arises, if so, why was Gemara say? Why was Gemara say, Shap yakom alu? Amarove hanikom hadrele bimasnisi mipnei shu kinyonei di boye shokla abo zuzemi yisroi uposlei. Kol yichadisi. So be shleime if we explain the Gemara not like the Rashba. So then we understand the Gemara's kasha, shapra komalu. And then we understand this why Rabbi has to resort to the fact that the Odin can deprive him of Truma by selling him to another Odin, to Israel, to another Israel. But according to the Rashba, so the reason is why Rabbi Meir says, so it's because Reb Meir heard from the Chachamim that this is the reason as to why the deprivation of Truma does not constitute a chevo, because this chevo could be imposed upon the Eved anyway by the Odin being throwing him Mishtashiro. And only Reb Meir says Shobi Klevo, it was Laome. So Mimele, it's impossible for the Odin to be Mishacher in Bal Kochei. But according to the Rabbanon, it is possible. It is possible. So why does the Gemara say Shaka Komalo? And then Hani the Komadre must listen to Shikiyone, the boy Shokla, boy Zuzami, Israel, Apostle. Even without this alternative of selling him to Israel, it's not a chaybo, because this detriment of depriving, of deprivation from Truma, could be imposed by the Odin Bal Kochei of David anyway. Whether we are, it could be imposed upon him anyway. So we have to say that the pshat in the Gemara that that since the Mishnah mentions so obviously the Chachamim mentioned something lefi the Hanoche, according to the assumption of Reb Meir. Reb Meir certainly holds that an Odin cannot be Mishache the al the achirim bal kochi of the Eved. So Mimele, so they said, even if we assume that he cannot be Mishachim bal kochi of the Eved, so it's still not to be considered a chivo on account of this element of detriment of deprivation from Truma, because he can impose this detriment by selling him to an obvious one. But so the Rashba says in so many words, he says, Vikashel, do bishmaitze do ma rabelozo o manu rab meya, if I come to get mashma lechere, do rabon na filo bal koch in ame, do oma lem rab meya ma tishivun ala trumo, shil evet kein shebo echel bitrumo, vizem eichel, vichitein mre, kosul legit vizorek leoi vishomikle. So who says all we shall be great? Reb Meir, the alma mashma di yochel lepeis l'matrumo, bal kocho b'shtal d'achirim, di loy avze sheborach echel b'trumo, di boye tzobach v'yomad loy michalei, di lisk loy hay b'shtal shichure. So in other words, so the Rabbonon holds, so in other words, who says all we shall be great? That's Reb Meir. But the Rabbonon don't agree with all we shall be great. And that's the reason as to why Reb Meir mention it to Chachamim. Where did he hear that that's the reason? So he probably heard from the Chachamim that that's the reason. But he says no. Shabbatly, why it was away. But according to Chachamim, it will not avail him. The Shabbatly, why it was away. Because he can still be Mizakel Vechel. This is what the Rashba says. So Mamele is Chelik, not only on the reef, he's Chelik on the Ramban also. You see, so the Achrishim is, according to the Riv, so according to the Rabbonon of Reb Meir, so neither Kesef al de Achirim is effective bal kochi of David, nor Shtar al de Achirim is effective bal kochi of David. According to the Ramban, Kesef al de Achirim is effective bal kochi of David, but Shtar al de Achirim is not effective, because we have to resort to Zochim. There is no Zochim Bal Kochi. But Kesef, we don't have to resort to Zochim. And the sheet of the Rashbu is that not only Kesef Al Deachirim is effective Bal Kochi of David, but even Shtar Deachirim is also effective Bal Kochi of David. So then he says, "V'ilav di mistapine amine dehoche afilu bal kochi name ומתבות, the Gemara in Bobasra says, Bamatone, if the Mikabe Matone, when he hears that somebody was Mizakim and Matone, so he says, Yefshibo, so it's Bottle Mafreya, Umatone Smomin Shahane, the laughs to Gomoru, the Adarabe, Chim Mizadatsme, the Rsi, the same name Matone Sirhi, Elumiu Mizach Nafti Shalodo, Mahmudoso, Komo Ischus, the Afal Pishahu Mizadatsmo Chivo, Zochim lo ishalim before. Aber de chicho dis chus gomeru, di matiri basherim, u machnitze, lichlau mitzves yisroel. Zochale, u mikom bokei, afilo eimid vitzoveach, bot lo daite yitzel kolodo, vi afal pi she bimtzie, u vinichse hagea, u vileke chikhe upeye, dis chus gomeru, vi geakotin she idvigulu al das bezn, שאין זוכים בעל כורחי, תאמרים לפי כמה דקסובס, הגדילו יחיל ומחיס. So first he says that even בעל כורחי we say זוכים בישיחו, because it's his חוז גומו. So then, but, the Gemara in Robasra says that במתוני we do not say בעל כורחי זוכים, so he says מתוני is not his חוז גומו. It's only considered his חוז subjectively, because נפשי של אודו מחמדוסון, but on an ideal level, it's not this chus. Since an ideal level, it's not this chus, but unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of people are not in that madrige to consider matone as a chiv. But if he happens to be in that madrige, if he says he has people, so then it is considered a chiv. So that's why you cannot say zoch lo nishol yichol ba matone. Then he asks, but the halacha is that even by mitzie or by ger, cotton, so you do yechim limcheis, and there it's ischus gomor, on an ideal level it's ischus. So we see that even when something is ischus misad atzme, not only subjectively, but on an ideal level it's ischus, but bal kochei we don't say zochim, so he says, geirus requires das, one cannot become Israel against his will. Mitzie, so one cannot acquire title in anything against his will. So the mele is true that it's his chuz gomo mitzie and geus. But if he says he have chibo, bal kolche, there cannot be any geus. Mashaykin by shicho da lochis, and evet can be eitel echeus, if the odin hands over the shtashicho to the evet, even bal kolche of the evet. So shtashicho does not require, shicho doesn't require das. Since he doesn't require das, so even al the achirim, it can be effective, bal kolche of the evet. This is it. Shame dimu yise evet, Levet kan, kaifinoli, likabuli balkoche, kilese nami mizakli balkoche, umashinki misho, the other gavdin gausha balkoche, al da achirim loi, mishim dichibulo, vein chovim lodo shalim fonov, avo hoche dischusulo, vei dieti balkoche, zochli balkoche. So that's the shittes arash. So we have three shittes. We have the shittes arif, we have the shittes aramban, and we have the shittes arash. The shittes arif is that bein kesef, bein shtar, al de achirim, al kofi shal evet is ineffective. The shit of the Ramban is that kesef, al de achirim, al kofi of the evet is effective. Shtar, al de achirim, al kofi of the evet is ineffective. Because in kesef we have to resort, we don't have to resort to zochim. In shtar we have to resort to zochim. And there is no zochim, al kofi of the beneficial. And then the shit of the Rajbo, that even by shtar al de achirim, in view of the fact that it is chuz gomo, and in view of the fact that chicho itself doesn't require das, so in mele there is halacha of zochin, even bal kochi of the evet. Then he mentions another reason. The eid, shall yehe rabbi evit lavde, vi mafsit ritzei nafshei bakshusei shal evet, ugdeilo mizuomu, tu atoshio vani pocheis, shaming loy, kidei shalze mafsid bekshuse shalze, virapshimen ben gamliel di polik, viomar in shaming ho masmiinu nalei, my time, umadrino mishindomale ib matonale nichale, visei matone sirche, daume il av de chevu loy, mitzaze, viochel loy, mitzaze kaifinome, kemirale. So he mentions a very strange rashi. Then he mentions another reason, as to why there is a loche of zochin by shichur, even bal kolche of debit. So he mentions the Gemara in Bava Basra. That's in the first perek of Bava Basra, the Ches. So there is a machlekes between Tanikame and between Tanikame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, there is haloche that if Shutfim, two individuals, let's say Ruben and Shimon, own something b'shutfes, own a sodi b'shutfes, so one shutef can enforce a chluke in the sodi against the will of the other shutef. Suppose they have a sodi b'shutfes, let's say the yashin the sodi from the father, and then Ruben and Shimon, and Ruben wants to divide it. Half of the sodi should be given to him, and the other half should be given to Shimon. Shimon doesn't want it. He wants that they should both use the whole sode all the time. So there is a loche that one shutef can be kept for the other shutef to make a chluk. To make a chluk. Only if there is yesh bekin a chluk. But in other words, if the sode is at least a tamis, so if you are chiluk, if you divide it into two halves, so then each one will have dalad ames, so then it's considered yesh bekin a chluk. But suppose the whole sode is six ames, so then if it will be divided, so neither one will have kedechluke, will have dalad ames, because less than dalad ames is less than kedechluke, so then he cannot force. One shutef cannot force the other shutef to make a chluke, only if it's yesh bekedechluke, if it is ches ames. So there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Suppose they have a sode b'shutfes that is only 6 ames. So it's a mekidechluke, but Ruben says to Shimon, now this sode has 6 ames. Now I cannot force you to divide it so that I'll have 3 ames and you will have 3 ames. But I am ready to take 2 ames and you take 4 ames. So Tanikame says, Ruben can be kept for Shimon if he is willing to give him 4 ames, the better part of the bargain, of the exchange, and he will take 2 ames, then Bezdin must force Shimon to submit to this kind of a chluk, because he has nothing to lose. Shimon will lose nothing. This is what Tanikame says. And Shimon Gamliel says, no. That if the sode is only 6 ames long and it couldn't be divided into 2 equal halves of 4 ames each, so Ruven cannot even force Shimon to make a chluke, even if he offers to give Shimon 4 ames and he will take just 2 ames. Because Shimon can say, now, how are you going to do it? You give me 4 ames, and you will take 2 ames. So if you expect me to pay you the difference, between 4 ames and 2 ames, I don't have any money. I can't pay the difference. And if you want to give it to me free as a gift, I don't want to accept gifts, because this I consider as a detriment to me. You can't force me to accept gifts. But the other alternative would be if I would pay you out the difference. I'll give you, let's say, another $100 for the 2 extra ames that you get over and above me. So I don't have the money. I can't give you $100. And to take it free, a gift from you, I don't want. Because same matter is here. So that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Ruven cannot be kein for Shimon to divide a sode that has only 6 ames, even if he offers to give Shimon 4 ames and he wants to take just 2 ames. 2 ames. Oh, so he says, so the Rashba says here something very strange. He says that where it is Ischus Gomu, and where the shichur itself doesn't require das of David, Tu atoshio vanipoches sheinle, kidei sheleize mafzi bakshushis alze. So we see that the kol nifane kame, and we pasko nifane kame. So a kol nifane kame. So one shutev can force the other shutev. One shutev can force the other shutev to make a chluke in something that ebeke chluke al cholechad ve'achad by giving him kedishiyoch kedaladam is. So lachas kamo v'chamo that the Odin can force the Eved to be Yetzer Chayus, even though the Odin even though the Eved is Soveyach. So he says, even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Reuven cannot force him in, so he, because there is an element of Chayvo there. What's the element of Chayvo? Because Seni Matones Yirche. But otherwise, Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree with Tanakame that one shutev can force the other shutev to make a chluke. So certainly here, when the Odin wants to give away the Eved to himself, to the Eved, that he certainly can force him to be Kabeh Yil Vishashi. Now it's very strange. First of all, what does he monefshech? The shita of the Rashbo is that there is aloche of zochi, bal kolchei of the Eved. There is aloche of zochi, bal kolchei of the Eved. Inasmuch as shichol can take effect, bal kolchei of the Eved. So memele, he can be mizake mishtar shichol, bal kolchei of the Eved too. Bal kolchei of the Eved too. So the question is, So why does he have to resort to another term? V'eid, he says, shall he rabbi eved le'avde v'imafsit ritzei nafshei ba'akshushi sarevet u'gdei lo mizomu tulat oshio v'anipocheis shemlei kidei shall he ze mafsit ba'akshushi sarze. Why does he have to resort to it? And then what's the shaykhes? Over there is a aloche of schus kfiye that chitvin have, but that schus kfiye does not apply to a case where each chilek after the chluke does not have a minimum of dollar dollars. So the mele, the Tami says, but if the shutef who escaped from the other shutef is willing to give him dollar dollars, so the mele, he can force him just in the case where it's 100 times long. So then Reuven could force him to realize the chluke. But here it's only 6 amos long, the sode. But he is willing, he is offering to give him 4 amos. So the mele he had this was clear. So what bearing does it have upon Shichu? Zoch lo nishol yifon al balkol chiona. Now, and why does the Rashbo have to resort to it? So, as far as this kasha is concerned, why does the Rashbo have to resort to it? Another time, so there is a tshuva in Rabbi Yitzchok Cholon Sefer. In Ein Yitzchok, it's the first tshuva in Eved Tshuva Shaila of Tshuva Seven Ezer. In Ein Yitzchok by Rabbi Yitzchok Cholon. So he says something else. He says that most Rishonim Achilik and Rashbo. So it's not that most Rishonim hold that even is chuzgomo. So there is no aloche of zochin balkoch. All Rishonim, that's what he says. I mean, that is not conclusive at all in that point. He says all Rishonim agree on the theoretical level that if there had been a schus gomo that without any element of chivo in it, and if it is something that doesn't require das of evet, like shichu, because Shichu doesn't require Das or Eved, so then all Rishonim would agree that there can be Aloche of Zochin Bal Kochi of Eved. But the reason is why the Ramban and the Rif and all the Rishonim and Teisves, we had the Teisves in Gittin, Teisves is Chili Tandaraj Bo, so is because they don't consider it as Ischus Gomo in every way. It's not this chus gomor, because there is an element of detriment. There's an element of detriment. After all, Reb Meir says, Avdi Bechira Nichalel. Avdi Bechira Nichalel. So, why do the Rabbonon, so Tesi says the Kashe, and don't the Rabbonon agree with this fact that Avdi Bechira Nichalel? That's Tesi's Kashe here. Oh. Vim Tema. והודי כל מהרוסון והוא קיים לא מבדד אף די בפקירה נכלי מנולום ורבונם פליד ערב מיה ולס לי בפקירה נכלי ויש לי מה רימי די רבונם די נכלי בפקירה This is the fact that אף די בפקירה נכלי אלו הוכי קבייבת לס לי הוא לפי שהוא משום איתו שהוא זכיר עם עולו וגודל הוא לא יסחו של שיחו משל הפקירה אבל גאיה שאין שוס אחיר עם עולו לא So in other words, so Teisa says that even the Rabbonon agree with this concept of Avdi Bevkeira Nichalei. But they say that the Avdi Bevkeira Nichalei relative to the overwhelming significance of Shir Cheirus, so is not to be considered. Is not to be considered. But So Mimelet, so Rabbi Tzolchonon says that the reason as to why most Rishonim Machilik and Rashbo is not that they hold that even by Schus Gomor, so we couldn't say Zochim. No, they would also agree that by Schus Gomor, where Das is not required, Chicho doesn't require Das Eved, so we should say Zochim. But they hold that Chicho is not the Schus Gomor. Well, on this point, I think that what the Rabbi Tzolchonon says is not mistada, because from the Rishonim it's mashma that even if it is ischus gomor without any element of detriment, but bal kochei of the beneficiary of so there is no aloha of zochim. All right, but so he says that the reason. But then Rabbi Tzolchonon says something else. He says the reason is why the Rashi has to resort to the other tam, because we ate. שלהי רבי איבית לעבדי וימפסית רצי נפשי בהקשוסי של עבד בהקשוסי של עבד וגדלו מזו אמרו תו את השיר ואני פוחשים עלי כדי שזה מפסית בהקשוסי של זה because the Rashbo had a suffix maybe Shichor is not considered this Chuzgam so if it's not considered this Chuzgam So Mele, but the reason is why the Rabbonim say is Zochmol Nishol before no, as Teisa says, because the overwhelming significance of the Cheirus more than counterbalances the element of detriment that is involved in Shicho. So Mele, when can it counterbalance, more than counterbalance, if he doesn't say I don't want? But if the Eved says I don't want, then this element of detriment, the tzadchino, cannot be ignored. Oh, so maybe we shouldn't say Bal Kocho. So he says, even though Shicho is not a Schus Gomor, even if you are going to say that Shicho is not a Schus Gomor, because there is a certain element of detriment, But still, here, this element of detriment is not to be considered as itzat chivo, because by shicho there is another din. By shicho, let's say, in other words, what the Rashbo is saying, I don't know whether Rabbi Tzolchonon meant that, all that, but he could have meant that. So by shicho, Suppose now Shicho there is a loche that is Bal Kocho because Lolo Misha, just as Girish doesn't require Das or Isho, so Shicho Eve doesn't require Das or Eve. But suppose we would have a case where the Eve where the Das or Eved would be required. Suppose we would have a case where the Das or Eved would be required. So then, now we can visualize we can visualize such a case. Now, the Gemara says, Ligabi Getishon, that Kosaf lo get, Vinosin bisei chatzero, Vikosaf lo shtamatone olof, and the chotzea, so then, Vinosin lo shtamatone olof, so then the issue is migoreshes. The issue is migoreshes, because Kito vechatzero is boing lotert. In other words, if the husband wrote a get, and then he put that get in his chotzer, and then he wrote shtamatone on the chotzer, and karka is nikles bishtar, and then he gave the shtamatone to the isho, even though he didn't give the get miyad abal yad isho, so the isho is migrashis, because kito b'chatzero is boi lo kechot, so it's like an esine. It's like anything. Now, so this kind of gerushin, so I mean, the Ksei said that it's in our poshut, I mean, so that requires the as of the isha, because there is exeras akoso that the isha can be migereshes when he gives her the get, when she has to be kane the get. So maybe the isha can acquire the get even by alcohol. All right, according to the Ksei, so she. The reason is why she can be migrashed by alcohol, because she doesn't even have to acquire title in the paper. But even if we say not like the Ksei, so there's the Gzeras HaKosuv of Gerushin, of Yishul Chomi Beisei, that she acquires title in the paper, in the parchment, anyway, even if she doesn't want to acquire title. But that's only Shayach if the Gerushin takes effect by the husband giving the get. But if there is no Nisine, and the Nisine has to be supplied by, has to be constituted by the Haknoi of the Sode, through the Aloche, of Gito Bechatzeiro, Boim Mokeachot. So, in order that it should be considered that the Baal handed over the gate to the Isho, so the Isho must be Kene the Chotzer. How can the Isho be Kene the Chotzer? By accepting the Shtamatone. But Baal Kocho, if she doesn't want to accept the Shtamatone of the Chotzer, so maybe she cannot be Kene the Chotzer. If she cannot be Kene the Chotzer, so maybe she cannot be Migreshes. So in such a case, by Gerushin too, we require Dasish. And the same thing would be true of Shtashich. Let's say, suppose the Odin wrote Ishtar Shichu and he put it in his Chotzer. And then he wrote Ishtar Matone on the Chotzer. And then he wants the Eved to be Yitzel Chayuz for the Aloche of Gito B'chatzir Oboin Lokechot. Of Gito B'chatzir Oboin Lokechot. And suppose the Eved does not want to be Yitzel Chayuz, and he doesn't want to be Zeche in the Chotzer either. So then, according to the Rashbo, the Odin can be Keife. The Odin can be Keife the Eved to be Yitzel Chayuz and to be Mikabel the Shtamatone Achim Aritzani. Now, we have a Aloche that certain situations, so Bezdin is Keife the Baal to be Migarish Asishti. Let's say if the Baal has a contagious disease, he's in Mukeshri. So the Aloch is, and the Baal doesn't want to divorce his wife. So the Aloch is, the Gemara says, the business gave. So, but Gerushin requires Dasa Baal. So the answer is, Kefinis Yachim Aritzani. So then there is Das. Now, so in the case, when not in any case where Das or Eved would be required for the Shicho, so the Odin has his chus to be Kevin Eved, to be Misratze, to be Mikabel the Shtar Shicho. So in other words, he can even use force to be Kevin the Eved that he should say Reitzan. Why? Because he has a Kiyan, a Baal can never force an Isha to be misratzi, to be mikabel Ishtar Shecho. He cannot force her. The halacha is that minato, he doesn't require Da'as HaYisho. But in any situation where Da'as HaYisho is required, so the Baal has no right to use force to be gave the isha to be misratzi. Let's say he put a get in his chotzer and then he wrote ishtamatone on the chotzer, and then the isha doesn't want to be mikabel the ishtamatone mimele because she doesn't want to be migrashes. So the Baal has no right to force the wife to be misratzi. Mashein came by ishtashicho. So if the Oden wants to be kefe, the Eved to be misratze for Shicho, Achilim Areitzani, he has a right to do it. Why? Because just as an Eved can force an Eved, just as an Oden can force an Eved to work for him. It's Aloha. I mean that an Oden can force an Eved to work for him. To work for him. I mean, the machlekes is whether Yochel Rav Lima Levet Asim in his uncle, if he doesn't support him, whether he can force him. But if he does support him, so it's a double pursuit that an Oden can force an Evet to work for him. So why? Because he has a key and moment in the Evet. So the Mele, on account of the key and moment, he has the Evet, so he can force an Evet to be Mikabel Ishtar Shichu from him. So he can force him until he says, Reitzani, he can use force mamish to until the Eved will say Reitzani. So he mentions a Raya. How do we know that an Eved on account, that an Oden, on account of the Kiyum Momen he has in the Eved, on account of the Kiyum Momen he has in the Eved, can force the Eved to be Mikabel Ishtar Shichu? So he says, we see that there is a Aloch that by Shutev, where we Shutev only has a half of the Sodom. So as long as he wants to do something that is advantageous to the other Shutev. Now let's say, if the whole Sodom is six amas, so then he cannot force him to realize, to submit to Yechluke, so that each one will have less than Dalet amas. That he cannot do. But if the Tanakami says, if he is willing to give the other Shutev 4 amas and he wants to accept 2 amas, then he can force him. In other words, Benson will use force against if Reuven demands that. So Benson will be marked the other Shutev that he should say Reitzan. Why does he have that source? Why does he have that source? The answer is because he is a Shutev. He has title in that Sode. So Mimele, if he demands something that is completely advantageous to the other Shutev, if he is willing to give the other Shutev the better 4 Ames and he wants to take 2 Ames, so on account of the fact that he is a Bailim in that Sode, even though he is not the exclusive Bailim of that Sode, so he can force the other Shutev that he should submit to Yechluke. He should submit to Yechluke to acquire the 4 Ames. Why? Because he has ownership in the Tzodeh. So he can force the other Shutev, who also has ownership, to submit to Yechluke, to submit to Yischiye, as long as it is advantageous and not detrimental in any way to the other Shutev. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Reuven cannot force him. Why? Because there is an element of detriment. So that's the reason as to why he cannot force him. But if there hadn't been the detriment of Sinim Atonis Yechye, then Rav Shimon Gamliel would also agree that he can force the other Shutev. How can he force the other Shutev? Use force against the other Shutev to submit to Yechluke. So the answer is, that is chus of bailes. That if a person is a bailes in something, so if he is willing to give it away to the other one, and as long as there is no detriment to the other one, so he has his chus kviye to force the other one to submit to shriye. So has kamo v'chamo here, where David right now has no chilek in himself. who has full title in the Avedon, and the Odin wants to force the Eved to submit to his Chir in something that he has exclusive title. So it's a kalachimor of logic. If in the case of a Sode that has only six Amas, where Shimon also has title in it, but Reuven has title together with Shimon, so Reuven can force Shimon because of the ownership he has in that Sode. He can force the co-owner to submit to his Chir that is completely advantageous to Shimon, even though Shimon doesn't want. He can be keeping until he says Reitzani. So has come of Chamo in case of an Eved where the Odin has full and exclusive title and the Eved has no title in himself right now, and the Odin wants that the Eved should submit to Shriye. So Shriye that he has his chus of being keeping to submit, to be keeping the Eved, to submit to Shriye. Just as over there Reuven can be keeping the Shimon, who also has title in the Sode, to submit to his Chir that is completely advantageous to him. So Mimele, so why does he have to resort to it? So Mimele, so according to Rabbi Yitzchak Chonon's Pshat, because the Rashbo had his Sofik, maybe Shichor is not his Chuzdom. Maybe Shichor is not Yischus Gomor. And if it's not Yischus Gomor, so Mimele, if he says, and the only reason is why it's considered as Yischus is because from the point of view of every reasonable person, so the Yischus elements of Shichor are overwhelmingly more significant and weighty than the detriment element. So that's why it's considered schus. But if he says, I don't want, so mele, it's not even considered schus. So mele, we cannot say, Zochmo Mishol Mifonov. So the Rashbo says, even if we say that Shichor is not schus Gomu, but in view of the fact, but that he has a kinyan mamei, that the Odin has a kinyan mamei in the Eved, in the Omein, so Mimele he has his schus to be keifeh, the Eved to be misratze, to be Yitzchak. Now, if he has his schus to be keifeh, the Eved to be misratze, to be Yitzchak, so Mimele, this element of detriment is not considered an element of detriment. Because he has his schus. He has his chus to be kept with the Eved to be misratze. So he doesn't even have to use force. So in other words, if he wanted to hit the Eved in order that the Eved should say Reitzani, he could do it openly. He wouldn't be even the love of Leisi Vakensi. So Mimele, he doesn't even have to use force. So since he has his chus to be kept with the Eved to say Reitzani, to be misratzi in Shichor, so Mimele, this element of detriment represented by the fact of Avde Befkeven Nichalei, so cannot be considered as Zat Chayvo, because he has his chus to be Kevin David to say Reitzani, and not to be Nichal Befkeven. So Mimele, this element of Chayvo is not to be considered as a Zat Chayvo. This is what the Rashi says. All right. Now, the next mission. Hoim ratnu getza lishti, shtashichu za laavdi, umeis, lo yitnu lachamis. Tnu mona lishpleini, umeis, yitnu lachamis. So Rashi says, hoim ratnu getza lishti, gasinu masnis, velo gasinu ntein, shalo imos rom liyat shliach b'chayo, lifichoch, לוינח לקרוך חומין בדובו לימה שמישור רישינו זוכה להשליח ליבד לי יש מישור אחר Lies Mishilcher. So Rashi was bothered by Kashi. Why is it that the Mishnah says that Oimer Pluge Shtashi Chuzel Avdi Umesli Lachamise? True that in Shichol Lachamise, but the Mishnah before said that according to Chachomim Shichol is a schus and ten is kisri. So Mimele David, the moment that Odin said Pluge Zelish, Amishtashi Chuzel Avdi. So at that time, the one who accepted the Shtar Shichu from the Odin, he became Shliach Likaboleh on behalf of David. And David was Yitzhak Lechelus. So what do we care that an hour later, the Odin died? He was Yitzhak Lechelus while the Odin was alive. This is the Kasha that bothered Rashi. So Mele Rashi says, so hey Meir, פנו גזל אישתי גסינון, מסליס בוי גסינון תן, שלא ימוס רום יד שלייה בחיון, לפיכוך לא נחליק לך חום מדוב עולימה, שמישור ושינו זוכר להשליח לילד ליס משוחר. If we are gayless then, that means the get is already executed. The get is written and signed everything. And what is lacking? Just the missing it. So Meile, if the Odin says to, let's say, to Uwe, ten shtashichu zel avdi and ten is kisri. So in effect, the Odin is telling Ruvein that he should be a shliach l'kabole. He should be zeich in the shichu, in the shtashichu, on behalf of David. So at that moment, he's yetzel lechiru David. So if an hour later or half an hour later the Odin dies, it doesn't matter because he was already yetzel lechiru in the lifetime of them. But here the girl says nu shtashichu zel avdi. What it means nu? The get wasn't even written yet. So it's not shayach to say that he should be zeiche for the event. So that's why then if he died before the get reached the hands of the event, so mele it's loyit lachamis. Oh, loyit lachamis. The gite lo yehave adimot el yode. Vichimot el yode homisle mishachrei. U pokalei reshusim. So the reason as to why he cannot give lachamise because he's not in the reshus of the Odin anymore. He's not in the reshus of the Odin anymore. He's in the reshus of the Yorshim of the Odin. Alright. Nu monovish plaini umeis is it lachamise. Now, Omar Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel b'amar se mishmei derav. When the Mishnah says "Nu mona nishvei nu meisit lachamise," it is reference to the case where that money is lying, let's say, in a certain spot. It doesn't have to be darkly carried obvious. In other words, that the thing is bien, and he says in respect to a specific object, he says "Nu nishvei." Then, if he's maize, he's eaten lachamis. My asking, he will be bori. So, kids, bori my heart. Now, by Shchid Merah, there is a special takone of Divri Shchid Merah, and so on, so on. So, even without him, Isaac, he is Kane, he did Baume. Title changes. But, by bori, there is no aloche that Bamir Baume, one should be able to acquire title. So, only if the Zeiche makes him Isaac Kinyan. So the question is, if the Mishnah has reference to Ibori, so even if the money happens to be lying, because it's obvious, so why is the plainy Kinyan? But there was no Kinyan, just Dibo Baalme. And Dibo Baalme is no Kinyan. He keeps going, my hand, only Moshach, there is no Mishnah. Velo Bishrimra. So there is a special aloch of the Shrib Makasum Sun Damye. It doesn't require Maizekin. But Mira Baume, one can acquire title. So Mayor Yitziburin, Kein Tziburin Ame, the Oma, the Kaimon, the Divre Shrimra, Kirsubin Vresurin Damye. So even if it's not Tziburin, Umenochen Dame, suppose Shimon borrowed $1,000. Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Reuven is the Malve. Shimon is the Leve. And Reuven said, and Reuven is a Shrivmara, is Neita Lomus. And then Reuven said that $1,000 that Shimon has to give him, he should give it to Leve. So even if it's not to Reuven Menachem, even if it's a Milve, not to become, he should still apply the Aloche of Divrei Shrivmara, Kirtzumim V'Chimzumim Dami. Kei velo bishrimra, ma yo ye tziburin, kei tziburin ame, do kami di bishrimra kisur, so dam, omar Rav Zvi, lei lom bi bori, so according to Rav Zvi, the Mishnah is reference to a bori. Oh, so you ask, if it's a bori, so even if it's a bori menochim, but there was no mishicha by the plane, no maise kinyan, why is it lachamise? How did the plane acquire title? In that money that is suburim unochim, leilo mibori. Ravune omarav, domravun omarav, mona libiot chotne yulu plane mamet shloshin kone. So there is a special takone of mamet shloshin. What does it mean mamet shloshin? The matki, the nifket, and the mikabel. So if Ruvain deposited, let's say, a golden watch, let's say, with Shimon. And then he wants to give it. So Reuven is a mafki, Shimon is a nifke. And he wants to give away that golden watch to Levi. And the three of them are standing in the same room, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven says to Shimon, the golden watch that I deposited with you, over which you are a shamer, I want you to give it to Levi. So immediately Levi acquires title in the golden watch, even though the Levi didn't do any Maizekinye. So that's, and according to Rav Zvid, the Takone of Maimit Shloshin applies only to Pikod, but it doesn't apply to Milve. Let's say if Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Reuven is a Malve, Shimon is a Levi. And Reuven wants that this $1,000 that Shimon owes him, he should pay, instead of paying him, he should pay Levi. And if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi happen to be in the same room, and Reuven says to Shimon, in the presence of Levi, the $1,000 that you owe me, you pay it to Levi. So Levi doesn't acquire title over this $1,000 debt. Levi cannot collect the $1,000 from Shimon, because the Takone of Maimit Shloshin, according to Rav Zvid, applies only to Pikon. It doesn't apply to Milve. Leilo Mibori, Rav Pop, this is how Rav Zvid applies the Mishnah. Rav Pop omar leilo mishriv mera, uchidin od Rav, zomarav, shriv mera shoma plumon leplenim, mechosai, moneze neisnim, monestame neisnim, chayshino shema monekovu koma. So Rav Pope, my time will omar Rav Zvid. Why does he apply it to Shrimra? Why can't he explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvid? Mimele it could apply to Ibori as well. Rav Pope, my time will omar Rav Zvid. Kosova Rav Pope, ki omarav, lo ishni mimil, lo ishni bikon. Because if we explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvid, so Mele, and Rav says that this din of the Mishnah applies only to a case of Zibur Menoch, that means Mikod, not Milve. So then it follows from the Mishnah together with Rav, Memre, that the Aloch of Mamit Shloshin applies only to Mikod, not to Milve. And Rav Pope holds that the Akone of Mamit Shloshin applies to Milve also. So Mele, he cannot explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvid. He must explain it, he must apply the Mishnah to his Shrimra. Alright. So in other words, we have a machlokes between Rav Pope and Rav Zvid as to whether the Aloch of Maimit Shloshin applies only to Pikodin or it applies to Milve as well. So according to Rav Zvid, it applies only to Pikodin, it doesn't apply to Milve. According to Rav Pope, it applies to Milve as well. Rav Zvid, my time will omak Rav Pope. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Zvid did not apply the Mishnah. Now if the Mishnah, like Rav Pope, because when the Sukhme Mas Nisim Bishri Mera, ממים ודקטונים, הוי מאיר, הוי מאיר, כתנו גזל איש, נשתשי חוזל עבדי, ומאיסלו יתלחמיס, תאי מדימייס, הו מחיים נאיסלו, תאי מדומתנו, הו לא מתנו, איזה נאיסלו, ושכים רע איבד, משנה דרפסט ושכים רע, אבל גם לא מתנו נאיסלו, נתנם בראשינו יאמרים, הייצא מכולי אביומה, כיס וגטו איש, דאר ליכתו ואיתנו, חוזר לימה, אף המפורש והייצא משיורי, רק שננזור אימר, אף המסוכון. מסכים רב אשר, ותנב ראי זה, תאומה נאמרון, דמסליס רב שננזורי, דיום רבונן, סוממילה רב אשר יסיינג, that we could explain that we could explain the Mishnah, it could apply the Mishnah to Shchil Meraos. Now the Rash. Who's the Tzibur in Monitor Masnit Tzibur Menoch Amo Yaskin? Or Monazet Nuno Pleini? Monazet Nuno Pleini? We bore him at on his bore him Taut Mi Ochlar, the Beachin Imchich. We are Shinami Motzal Medabe, and we man the Lesley, Mitzvili Kaindi Rames. We man Shlosh Nikone, who come for a Steine. We see Burum Bino, the Kodom Avzit, we are Afkoch, Afkon, the Kodom, 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 לא ישנה במיל, ואף על גבל יצורים ניתנו, ואין הבאין, ילקח לבינון ציבורים, אם מה משלוש נקומה אלה מסניסים, תאי מדימץ, הוד לא ייתנו, דינגד לך המיסה, הום מחיים נאיסים, ליצור לא סורים לו חבי, ותאי מדום התנו, כלומר הוד ידקינו הום מחיים נאיסים, תאי מדום המקור התנו, כתון את גזל אישתי, הול לא מתנו, אלו כיסבו להוותו, ותאי מדום מסניסים, תאי מדום ייתנו שמיסה, תאפילו מחיים נמי נאיסטים, עד אליהם יתנו ללכותון אוהים לכיס וגק, לאישתי ומאיס להתלחמיסה. שמע מנו ביום ארוך, אף מחיים נמי לא יבינו להם, ואם ישרים מרעב, אגב לא יומתנו על כיס וגק, יבינו להתלבשים עם זו. הייצא מכול הלורי, כמו לכיס וגק לאישתי, כשהוא יזדרוק ליום, הרי ליכתו וייתנו, למתך שהוא בואו לנפשי, לגום עלים מלסי, ומי הוא כיס ותנו הבדייתי. מה שאין כן, if he's not a shrimra, if he's a bore, if his intention had been kisvu itnu, he should say it. But if he's sick, so, because he's bore al nafshei, so that's the reason as to why he didn't spell it out. Am forish b'yam v'yitz b'shayor al midbar afam sukan shrimra. Now let's see the cases. Hoim at nuget. איגסין אונטן גד זה אסיה מסליס נקרמיה דווק נאו there is a stira between two rashes the thesis pointed out דו תסו מבייס so here Rashi says that we are gay race no that means the get was not the shtashichu was not this yet executed so maybe it's not shayach to say ten kisri so But Rashi daftes, when he mentions this Mishneh, ואפילו רבונן דאם ושכו לעבוד ושכוסו וזוכן לא משלו בפונו נהיד לא אוכל זוכה בין ולמוד של מיד הבי מי ומיד רבונן לכל כמה דלמוד תגיד לו יודי לא יהב מישהו אחר וכי אם דימי סקוטים סו להב ושכו לשכו דינפתנו רשוס מיני וחי לעלי רשוס יושים So Rashi says Rashi himself has the same kasha that he raises in the Mishnah, and he says, why do we say the Yitlach HaMiseh Boten Kisri? So he's Yitzel Echeos. He was Yitzel Echeos the moment when he said 10, so Rashi says that we have to be as new. In other words, the Shtashicho is not Ben yet, it wasn't written yet. But here Rashi says something else, like the Rif in the Rambam, that even though 10 is Kisri, but he's not Yitzel Echeus until David gets it. But the the effect of Ten Kisri is only that the Oden cannot Bechize. So maybe if the Oden died, even though the Oden cannot Bechize, but if he died, in view of the fact that the Eved can only be Yitzel Chiyus upon his receipt of the Shtar Shichu, and the Oden died, so maybe the Shichu is never realized. So maybe lo yiknu lachamis. So there is a steer. So Teisa says, V'rashi ba'atzmi chol nabe, שפירש לכמה על משנה זו דויים בפנוג אסינו, ולגע אסינו מתן גזה, שלמוס על יד השליח בחייר, לפי חוך לנך לחכום מדובו, לאימא שמשור ושינו זוכל להשליח לילדים שלך. There is a way of answering this discussion, of reconciling the apparent theory. Now, when we learn the Gemara, that few dollar from the base, in explaining the Havadim of Ravune deduced at first from this Mishneh that Atefis L'Balchei Mokish Chavu Achirin is Loikon. Atefis L'Balchei Achirin is Kone. So Ravune deduced from the Mishneh Shmamin of Midrabonon Atefis L'Balchei Mokish Chavu Achirin Atefis L'Balchei Kone. Atefis L'Balchei Kone. So the Gemara said no. Atefis L'Balchei Mokish Chavu Achirin is Loikon. But the reason is why Gordon cannot be Chayzer is because Ten Kisri. Now, so the question is, what was the Habamina of Ravune? So we explain thesis, that according to Ravune, when the Mishneh says in Yochel Arzeya, it's not on the basis of Ten Kisri, it's not on the basis of Ten Kisri, but it's on the basis of Tefes L'Balchiv is Kone. Tefes L'Balchiv Kone. But it's not that David is Yetzel L'Cheus, according to Rav Mune. So Tefes says, the Vokha Kibushe, Bishlim, Tefes L'Balchiv Kone, Tefes Gam Kam, כל מקבול זו מישהו יכול לארץ ומישהו לא בטוח נחנף שריצו שיבלכים בכך שיוכל להקרים לארץ. So in other words, according to this is פשט, so I live with Ravune, the פשט in the Mishnah of Yochel Arzeir is similar to the Rish Rivshit, except that according to the Rish Rivshit, it's the Ali Be'emes, Ali Maskon of the Mar, that even if we say Ten Kisri, so it means that he's like a Shliach Levoi, but it's not Srimamish. But according to Tesis, I live in Maskon of Gemore, if we say Ten Kisri, it means he becomes a Shlech Mekabole. But in the Havamin of the Gemore, Tesis, according to Ravune's understanding of the Mishneh, so the Mishneh was only saying that the Odin cannot be Chazer. That the Odin cannot be Chazer. But then, according to Maskon of Gemore, Ali B'de Rabbi Yechanan, so the Pshat in the Mishneh in Yochel Arzer is not that he cannot be Chayzeya. Why can't he be Chayzeya? Because he's Yitzel Chayus immediately. So Memele, you can answer the stire in the, between the two Rashis. Because this is Yedova Yedua, that Rashi many times, when Rashi explains a certain Mishneh, when there is a Havamine and the Maskone in the Gemore, so many times in Shas, Rashi is disposed to explain the Mishneh in accordance with the Havamin of the Gemara. Why Rashi does it is another question. But this is the derech of Rashi. Many times when the Havamin of the Gemara explains a certain Mishneh one way, and then the Maskone of the Gemara is that the Pshat in Mishneh is the other way. So Rashi and the Mishneh, he'll explain the Mishneh in accordance with the Havamin of the Gemara. So Mele, here Rashi explains the Mishneh when Rashi says that when the Rabbonon say in the Mishneh that Lo Yarzeh, it only means that he cannot be Chayzer. But he's not Yitzel Chayus until it reaches the hands of the Eved. So Mele, and this is in accordance with the Havamin of Ravune. So here in the Gemara Daftes, Rashi explains the Mishneh Ali B'de Ravune. But here, he explains it Ali B'de Emes. I mean, so you ask, how is it that over there he explained it and here in this Mishneh, so he doesn't explain it because this Mishneh doesn't tell us that thing, you see. So only the other Mishneh tells us that thing. So Mimele, here he wants to explain this Mishnah with Remes, because so it will be difficult. So Mimele he says that we have to be Geres. No. But over there, Rashi is trying to explain it according to Ravune. So according to Ravune, we don't have to say that the Geres says no, and that the Mishnah has reference to it, and that this Mishnah has reference to a case. Where the get is not written yet. All right. Anyway, ten says, "Igasin on ten gets he. Asi must listen to Rabbi Yadav. In am afilut rabon. Uchigein sheni meisrei miyado yad. Elo mario leyum tzava litne. Vihu leinot leyadacham nise. In am not leyalter. Vafil hoch leizoch oevet. Vinei madu arbin on ten kisri alo kishemeisrei lishliach miyado yad." והשליח ממיינו הקצה, דאף על באף שעגב בן, וראו לנוסי בשור שריסאי הוא שליח, והוא שחל כל כך מחיים, אף לא אוכל לא יגמור, אדום על החמיסה, דאגד לחמיסה. So in other words, so what does this say? What does this say? That, והשמינו ממיינו הקצה, דאף שעגב בן, in other words, that the get is already written and signed everything, and we hold in saying, we show Shemseu Shliach, we Husrol Kokach Mechaim, that it was written and signed in the lifetime of the Oden, Afim Hochel Yigmar Adogol Achamise, the Ingedla Hamise. In other words, that's a Chiyesh. In other words, one could argue that maybe we only say, Ingedla Hamise, Ishtar Shichol Achamise, in the case where the Shtar Shichu was not written in the lifetime of the Eved. But if the Shtar Shichu was written and signed in the lifetime of the Eved, of the Oden, but it wasn't Nimsan in the lifetime of the Oden, so then we can give him Lachamise to. How could anyone conceive of such an unreasonable swap? Now, the reason is why we cannot give him Lachamise, because he was not Mishucha yet in the lifetime. The Eved was not Yitzhak Lechelus in the lifetime of the Oden. So what difference does it make whether the get was written and signed or it was not even written and signed? It goes without saying that the Eved is only Yitzhak Lechelus after the Messiah. But until the Shtashivo is Nimsa to the Eved, the Eved is not Yitzhak Lechelus. So why should it occur to our minds, even for one moment, that only if it wasn't written and signed in the lifetime of the Oden, then we cannot give it to the Eved, Lacham Yisrael Oden. But if it was written and signed in the lifetime of the Oden, but it was not Nimsa in the lifetime of the Oden, then we can give it to the Eved, Lacham Yisrael Oden. But in as much as the Shichu did not take effect yet, so of what avail will be the Mesiras Ashtar Shichu to the Eved after the death of God? So, it obviously the Pshat in Teisves is on the basis of the Halacha of Edom Bichsum of Zochle. Now Abaye says Edom Bichsum of Zochle, as a matter of fact, from the Tam, the Amun of the Shevim Rabnatam, who passed like Abaye, that Edom Bichsum of Zochle. And Teisves in Shnayim Orzin says, and it's mashma from the Gemore in Shnayim Orzin itself, it's mashma that way, that according to Rabbanon of Reb Meir, that Shichu is his chus, so according to Abaye, the Halacha of Edom Bichsum of Zochle applies to Shtar Shichu also. That means that if the Oden, let's say, wrote an Aleph Benis, he executed Ishtar Shichu, and they even signed it an Aleph Benis, and then the Oden kept Ishtar Shichu in his pocket for 6 months, and then he was made say the Ishtar Shichu to the Eved in Tishrei 6 months later. So then, according to Abaye, that we say in Yisrael Zochle, once the Ishtar Shichu once the shtashichu is